Senator Cruz is not going to be honest with you. He's going to make up positions and votes that I've never held or have ever taken. He's dishonest. It's why the president called him Lying Ted, and it's why the nickname stuck, because it's true.
Well, it's clear Congressman O'Rourke's pollsters have told him to come out on the attack.
Well, in the second debate in the race between Senator Ted Cruz and his Democratic challenger, Beto O'Rourke, the gloves came off a couple of times. Joining us to break it all down is University of Texas at Arlington political science professor Alan Sachs. Good morning, Alan.
If his name was not Beto and it was Robert Francis O'Rourke, I doubt if he would be as popular, especially with younger people, as he is today.
So who do you think?
That's an interesting point. Maybe elaborate on that just for a moment.
Oh, it's exactly true. In other words, I had an interesting discussion in my classroom yesterday, which I did not raise. I told him, watch the debate if you get a chance. And so one student who is Hispanic said, I didn't know that he wasn't Hispanic. And when I found out that his name was Robert Francis O'Rourke, I was very disappointed. And he had Beto on his laptop computer and everything, but he said, I'm really disappointed. But another student replied, that doesn't matter because he lives in El Paso and that's close to Mexico.
Very interesting.
You can't make this stuff up. And then when another student said, but look at the time he got drunk and had an accident. Another student said, but police always make mistakes. you want to say, oh, no.
So who do you think won last night?
I don't think anybody won. I don't think it's going to change anybody's mind. I think that the media and the press were hunting for something like that, but it just doesn't occur. There were too many, it wasn't their fault, but too many topics. And a lot of people liked the idea that it kept going fast. I didn't. I wish they would, concentrate on one or two major subjects, foreign policy, domestic issues, and then follow through and have it much more substantive than just a couple of seconds that they can reply or a couple of minutes, and they cut them off, It got in a lot of topics. I mean, they covered everything, but I don't know if there was any substance to a lot of stuff that either one of them was discussing. I don't think anybody had a knockout blow. I think that Senator Cruz was right in saying that Beto's pollsters were telling him, get in there and really try to knock him out, But it didn't happen. He was much more combative. But also, I wish that the interviewers would have asked some other questions. For example, where do you get your money from? Where did all that money that flowed into Beto's coffers in the third quarter, $38 million and a lot more before, where did it come from? Who are these people? Senator Cruz touched on it a little bit, but didn't have enough time again. So I wasn't satisfied with the debate, but I never am. I'm a grouchy old man.
Well, plus what kind of answers you're going to get from politicians. And you find out to let them talk for 3 minutes, and they never got anywhere near the subject that was they were asked about. But now we're talking with political science professor Dr. Alan Sachs from UT Arlington. It struck me that Mr. O'Rourke had a tough job to do because he's a Democrat in Texas, because in order to win, he would have to try to draw in some of the undecideds, the moderates, and he even tried during the campaign to appeal to Republicans, saying we're all Americans and all that sort of thing. But then yesterday he had to go out and try to knock out Ted Cruz. It's a tough line to walk, right?
Oh, you're exactly right. And as you were talking, I was thinking, I don't think on any of his signs he has Democrat on there. It's just Beto, or Beto, whatever it is. And it's catchy, and it attracts a lot of attention. But I don't think he even has the word Democrat on there. He is at a big disadvantage in one big respect. Senator Cruz is going to be helped by straight ticket voting, which is still in effect in Texas until after the first of the year. So he's lucky in that respect. Governor Abbott has a huge lead over his opponent. So Governor Abbott is going to draw a lot of people to the Republican ticket, and some people will just vote a straight party line, as they are able to do. And that is going to help Ted Cruz. So in a way, I think that the strong Republicans on the ticket, namely Greg Abbott at the top of the ticket, is going to help Senator Cruz.
How about Dan Patrick? What do you think his chances are?
Oh, they're all going to win. All of the major state officials are going to win. Some of them may be a little bit less than others, but none of them, I think, are in any danger whatsoever. And again, I think they're all going to be helped by this straight ticket voting. And that's why Beto does not have Democrat on his ticket, on his signs. He knows Texas, and he's trying to battle it the best way he can.
Talking with Alan Sachs, UT Arlington political science professor. Did you hear that Julian Castro has said, yeah, I'm probably going to run for president?
That's it. I think there's going to be a lot of Democrats. There'll be as many Democrats running in the Democratic primary for president as there were Republicans last time around. They'll all be lined up, 16 or 17 of them. And frankly, I'll make a wild prediction. I think that Hillary Clinton is still going to try to run in 2020. May not work, but she's not making all these public appearances for nothing.
What do you make of the whole Senator Warren thing and her genetics testing and and the back and forth between the president?
Yes, my grandmother was born in Mexico City. That's true. Does that make me Hispanic? I cannot speak a word of Spanish or very, very little. And my grandmother raised me. Only in America could a grandmother born in Mexico City marry somebody from Germany in Oklahoma. And that's who I am. But it doesn't make me Hispanic. I don't know what I am. I'm a little bit of everything, and everybody's a little bit of everything. But this idea about race and ethnicity sometimes drives me nuts. It's who a person is. It really is their character, what they stand for, the issues that they like and embrace, and their values that are important to me, not who they are or where they come from.
You started out talking about your college students, your young people at your political science class. I'm wondering if you can give me an idea of how they talk about these issues and these candidates now.
Some are very good. Some of the students are very knowledgeable and very articulate. But a lot of them just sit and stare, but that's true, I think, of the general population. I think the students these days just represent the broader population. There's many people, and they work hard, and they're excellent in many ways, but they just don't fasten onto a lot of the issues in depth. But I have a couple of students that are so articulate, it's almost scary. They differ with me on many issues, but they're very articulate. And I congratulated one student yesterday who, by the way, his parents come from Ethiopia. I don't know why I'm mentioning that, but it's fascinating because he's very, very liberal, very much on the left. But I congratulated him yesterday. I said, your explanations, your disagreements with me are very civil, and it really is. And he shook my hand. We need more of that.
I think you mentioned it, whether you realize it or not, because we these days we tend to give more credit to young people who are from other countries for learning and getting better educations and working hard at it.
This student from Ethiopia, I don't know whether he's an aberration or not, probably not, but really good, and very civil and very calm voice. He differs with me on everything. It's a class in American civil liberties. So I brought up the issue of Harvard being sued because of their Asian American policies. And by the way, they had policies years ago against other people like Irish and Jewish people as well. So all these great preferred universities have a history of all kinds of discriminatory policies. But this student differed with me on a lot of things. But I have to admit that his arguments against me were very articulate and very well phrased and very calm and very deliberate. He was not the kind of person to go out and, run around with signs beating up on people, a very interesting guy. And I told him this after class, and he said, well, of course, all conversations need to be civil. And boy, did I appreciate that very much.
All right, Alan, always a pleasure. UT Arlington poli-sci professor Alan Sachs.